All right, stepping out at 12 minutes now past 7 o'clock. Good morning, Caleb Gordon, filling in for Paul Miller on WPHM. Yesterday, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump as they made their first pitch as running mates. Joining us right now from Wilmington, Delaware, is Mark Remillard, ABC News correspondent. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. That's right. The first campaign event here occurring in Wilmington, very different from a usual introduction of a VP pick due to COVID-19. Usually there's crowds, there's cheering, they're, riling up their candidate as they go into the conventions. But this time, no crowds, just Biden and Harris socially distanced in a high school gymnasium with reporters and staff. And that was it. There were a few hundred people that showed up outside the event to watch the two of them arrive. Some of them were hoping maybe they would be let in, but that didn't happen. So a very different feel to this introduction of Kamala Harris than a typical VP introduction.
Now, this kind of sets the stage for the upcoming virtual Democratic convention and, of course, the Republican convention going virtual as well this year. And when you look at these announcements, and everything going online instead of having these big rallies and big groups of people there, how does that kind of change how they give their message? I mean, I noticed yesterday there was no breaks for applause on lines where you think people would applaud. They don't feed off the energy of the room that would normally be there. I've got to imagine it's interesting watching this as a reporter.
Yeah, it's very different, right? It's not the same as it normally is. And you know, Kamala Harris during the Democratic debates, had these one-liners that she had just ready to go. She definitely had some memorable lines. But then she had some yesterday, too. For example, Kamala Harris, the former prosecutor, ever the prosecutor she is, she said the case against Donald Trump and Mike Pence is, quote, open and shut. So she had her one line ready to go, but you're right. No applause, no cheering after lines like that. That just, there is no crowd to give them that energy. And it's interesting because how this will affect these candidates. I think every candidate, to an extent, feeds off that energy from crowds. And Biden said yesterday he wished he would be able to go out and greet the supporters who showed up outside, but they have to play by the rules and play it safe. And, you know, perhaps no one is affected more by this than President Trump, though, who loves loves going out in front of his big events. And so, what the effect of this is on the candidate itself, I think it affects all of them. But we know this is something that President Trump doesn't particularly enjoy either, having to not go out and hold these big rallies.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard, who's in Wilmington, Delaware. That's where the announcement was made officially yesterday afternoon with Joe Biden on the top of the ticket and Kamala Harris at the bottom of the ticket. And already I'm seeing some criticism from both sides, Mark, about where Kamala Harris stands on the issues. And it almost seems like the far left wing of the Democratic Party maybe not so happy with her choice, trying to say that maybe she's a little too centrist, and the other side, the on the right wing side of the Republican Party, saying that she's a far lefty. Who's right?
Well, that's a good question, but therein lies the issue that we've seen since the announcement of Kamala Harris, which is a little surprising considering that she was considered a finalist for some time. Here's the problem that the RNC, the Republican Party, and Donald Trump have been facing over the last couple of days is a mixed message, and they're kind of throwing the kitchen sink at her right now, trying to figure out what sticks. Because on one hand, you have President Trump and the Republicans and his campaign calling Harris, you know, the most liberal senator, that she is far too liberal, but at the same time, they've also said that the left wing of the Democratic Party is in revolt because, she's not far left enough. They said that she's soft on crime as a prosecutor, but that then at the same time says she was overzealous as a prosecutor. So they're really throwing the kitchen sink at her, as I said, to try and find what sticks at this point. A little surprising given that she was someone, that they could have maybe solidified a message for. You know, this wasn't necessarily a surprising pick. But yeah, it's interesting. And this is part of where the party is, the Republicans and Donald Trump particularly, are trying to figure out what their message is against Kamala Harris. But you're right. There are those who say that she's, you know, she may be further left than Joe Biden by saying that she supports a Medicare for All plan, though that was something that she kind of went back and forth on in the debate. She raised her hand during the Democratic debate saying she was for a Medicare for All plan and eliminating private insurance, but then later on said that she misunderstood the question. She stands by her record as a prosecutor and as someone who can do criminal justice reform a key issue this time around. But there's, you know, certainly people in the Democratic Party who feel that she isn't strong enough on those issues. So it's complicated, I guess, is the way to put it.
Mark, in our last minute here, I just want to touch on the, and I'm actually watching that announcement on TV at the moment. And I want to talk just briefly here about how historic this instance is with Kamala Harris being named as the running mate for Joe Biden. And we were expecting a woman of color, but this is historic on multiple rounds here. Not only is Kamala Harris a person of color, but her parents, she's mixed race. So you have a African American, and I believe her father is Indian. Her husband is Jewish. I mean, this is historic on multiple fronts here, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And as Joe Biden said yesterday, you know, he hoped that a lot of young girls in the country woke up yesterday with a renewed sense of self and image of themselves, and that they are the stuff of presidents and vice presidents, that they're not any less than anyone else. And I think that's what he sees in this decision to pick Kamala Harris. But Kamala Harris is no stranger to first. She was just the second black woman in the Senate, the first South Asian American in the Senate. She was the first woman attorney general of California, the first black person as well to hold that post. So this is someone who, for much of her life, has been pushing down those barriers. And one of the things she talked about yesterday was her upbringing. She said her parents met at protests for civil rights in Oakland. And so this is something that's, you know, fueled her throughout her life. But you're right, no doubt a historic decision here. Whichever way it goes in November, this first time a woman of color on a major party ticket.
ABC's Mark Remillard, Wilmington, Delaware. That's where that announcement was made official yesterday. Kamala Harris in the VP slot for the Biden ticket. We'll be watching this race very closely. Thanks for your time this morning, Mark, and very good information. Thanks.
Thank you. Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right. You too. And this is 1380 WPHM.